In our sundown perambulations of late, through the outer parts of Brooklyn, we have observed several parties of youngsters playing bass, a certain game of ball. Let us go forth a while and get better air in our lungs. Let us leave our close rooms. The game of ball is glorious. Walt Whitman.
Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Baseball, a film by Ken Burns. We heard a quote from Walt Whitman, featuring Garrison Keillor, and Take Me Out to the Ballgame by Jacqueline Schwab. It's on Elektra Nonesuch Records. Well, it's the time of the year when Four Little Words restores my faith in sports. Pitchers and catchers report means winter is almost over, and we get excited about baseball. While I'm recording this show, my favorite team, the Philadelphia Phillies, are all in for prized free agent outfielder Bryce Harper. When you're listening to this week's program, the suspense might well be all over, but at this moment, I keep checking my Phillies website for any progress. This week, we'll hear recent and more classic tunes about baseball, and we'll open the program with They Used to Play Baseball Here from the CD Shine Right Through the Dark by Matt Wetroba, who used to host this program. It's on Yellow Room Records. Batter Up 2019 on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I drive on through the broken gate, past the booth now still and dark. Once the cars were bathed in light, spilling over from the park. I'd flip my keys to Jim or Steve, find my seat and have a beer. But this old house is coming down. I used to play baseball here. The stadium has moved downtown, leaving nothing on the street. Traded in a neighborhood for a corporate box or suite. I know it's good for business. That point has been made clear. But this old house is coming down. They used to play baseball here. Game days we would stand outside in a line curled round the block. Gracie's eggs were worth the wait, and I loved the baseball talk. I marveled how the morning hours somehow disappeared. Gracie's place has come down. We used to serve breakfast here. New joints out on exit 5. You don't have to stand in line. traded conversation for a convenient place to dine. Say it's good for business, that point has been made clear. This old house is coming down, we used to play baseball here. I guess we probably should. There's a cost for what we've lost, and things are gone for good. Barber shop near Gracie's was a gathering for guys. Between innings on the radio, they spent hours spinning lies. A ring of smoke, a dirty joke for over 40 years. Saturdays are not the same, used to give haircuts here. The new salon stretch on and on, Walt's place was cramped and small. They traded in a gathering place for a cheap cut at the mall. Here it's good for business, that point has been made clear. Saturdays are not the same, used to play baseball here. This old house is coming down, used to play baseball here.
Got a busted heart, I'm leaving today, my travel all start. I reckon where I'm headed, I might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Years in the minor leagues, ain't no place I didn't go. Well, I got a few hits, but I never made the show. And I could hang on for a few years doing what I've done before. I wanna hear the Laughing River flowing right outside my door. My cousin Ray said he's got a job for me, where the houses are cheap, and he knows this nice lady. He said she even saw me play once, said she smiled at my name. Well, up on the Laughing River, it could be a whole new game. Goodbye to the bus, and goodbye to paying dues, and goodbye to the cheers, and goodbye to the booze. Well, I'm trading in this old bat for a fishing pole. Gonna let the Laughing River flow right into my soul. And I'm going away, 'cause I got a busted heart. I'm leaving today, if my travel all will start. And I reckon where I'm headed, I might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Way up in Michigan.
We're celebrating the start of the baseball season this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Greg Brown, all about the life in the minors and the song Laughing River. That's from Dream Cafe on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from George Winston, the great pianist and guitar player, but we heard him playing the harmonica with a beautiful piece called Snow on the Ball Field. That's from a collection called Diamond Cuts, Seventh Inning Stretch, Volume 7 on Hungry for Music Records out of Washington, D.C. And we let off that set with Matt Wetroba from his recording Shine Right Through the Dark, and they used to play baseball here. That's on Yellow Room Records. We're going to open this next set with a poem by a poet named Edward E. Nixon. It's called The Outfielder, and it's recited by Bob Edwards. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, Batter Up.
Shadows fall on Comiskey. The crowds have disappeared. No crack of the bat is heard. No smack of ball on glove. A strange calm fills the air. Something stirs upon the field. Slowly, a form comes out of the night, a baseball player of a time gone by. He takes his place in the left field spot, a place where in life he had no peer. He crouches and waits, with hands on his knees, for the inevitable flight of the horsehide sphere. A crack is heard, a ball on bat. The fielder races to the outfield wall, and just as the ball, it seems, would clear, an outstretched hand and glove appear, and another would-be homer dies in the glove of Shoeless Joe.
Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Never understood why people did. He had a homer every time he stepped up to the plate. That's what I remember as a kid. Richie in the field out there by first base, target of some mighty foul words. With his shoes he'd scrawl between the pitches, ooh, great big letters in the dirt. Philly fans, they've been known to get nasty. When Joe must go, they'll run him out of town. I've seen Santa get hit by a snowball and then get hit again when he was down. Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Even if he did sometimes strike out, I was too young to read the papers, to know what all that booing was about. Well, that big collapse of 64, it was ugly. They blew a lead of 6 in 1/2 games with 12 to play. Some might say the fans were justifiably angry. World Series tickets printed up in vain. Printed up in vain. Philly fans, they've been known to get nasty. When Joe must go, they'll run him out of town. I've seen Santa get hit by a snowball and then get hit again when he was down. So going back to old County Mac Stadium, you teaching me the rules of the game. Root, root, rooted for the home team. Those other people, they should have been ashamed. This was before the days of $1 million contracts, and before the days of the artificial grass. He stood a bit outside the lines, which made him fair game for those times. 'Cause Richie Allen never kissed a white man's ass. Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Now we'd pound our mitts and we'd yell we want a hit. How could they call a guy a bum after he just hit a home run? Didn't make any sense to a kid. Thank you. Well, I since found out all of these years later. Now I know a lot more than I did. And if back then you knew, Daddy, why all those other people booed, thanks for letting me have my heroes as a kid.
First time I ever saw him cry. He had $100 on the game. The win was 60 years in the wait. And poor Bill went from hero to villain in a moment's time. Dad and his buddies popped the cork before the game was done. When the ball rolled through Bill's legs, everybody in the place was stunned. The champagne bottles shined underneath the Bud neon sign. And they drank themselves blind until the night after the Mets had won. so close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Had a job that he hates for 30 years, and one day he's gonna tell them all where they can go, he swears. But opportunity came for him, and his own fears did him in, and his chances blew away in the wind and disappeared. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. One number off and one horse behind. Overall life hasn't been so unkind. But when you're young and full of fight, you look ahead and see your name in lights, and in the end you're just happy for a warm place to sleep at night. Twenty years later and the Sox finally broke the curse. One opening day Bill Buckner came and pitched the first. The crowd stood and cheered from gate to gate, not a dry eye in the place. There's not a soul on this earth that had a ball roll through their legs. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Yeah, you're right back.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1910. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the soundtrack to Baseball, a film by Ken Burns. And we just heard The Star-Spangled Banner, played by Branford Marsalis and Bruce Hornsby. The recording is on Elektra Nonesuch Records. And before that, a Boston girl named Danielle Miraglia from her recording Glory Junkies. And we heard all about Bill Buckner in a tune called Heat of the Wind. Danielle Miraglia. And before that, we heard from Craig Bickert, recorded live at the Sellersville Theater, just a few miles south of where we live, and The Real Game. I love that tune because it mentions Chooch, the Phillies' beloved catcher. Live at Sellersville Theater from Craig Bickert is on Stone Barn Records. And before that, we heard Chuck Brodsky, who's written a score or so of wonderful baseball tunes. We heard Letters in the Dirt, a song all about my first great hero in baseball, Dick Allen, or as we called him back in those days, Richie Allen. Letters in the Dirt is the title track of Chuck's recording on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Bob Edwards and The Outfielder, a poem by Edward E. Nixon all about Shoeless Joe Jackson. That's from the collection Diamond Cuts Grand Slam Volume 4 on Hungry for Music Records. We're listening to baseball songs this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and Humphrey Bogart had kind of an interesting viewpoint when it came to baseball. Here's Bogey on Baseball on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
And a hot dog at the game beats roast beef at the Ritz. Well, that's baseball, and it's my game. You know, you take your worries to the park and you leave them there. You yell like crazy for your guys. Good for your lungs. Gives you a lift and nobody calls the cops. Pretty girls, lots of them, but not any prettier than Baby. Are you listening, Baby?
Back in the day, I was a fourth grade boy. A baseball glove was my favorite toy. My brother played ball like my daddy did too. I kept a card in my cap, Harmon Killebrew. Baseball filled my youngest days. Taking throws at second, turning double plays. I sang that song like my grandpa did too. About Walla Walla, Washington and Kalamazoo. Kids have dreams, what they want to be. Playing baseball was the life for me. Something happened, I'm guessing you know. Bigger than Henry, David Thoreau. Waving our caps in that rattle trap. Centralia rivals, Locust Dale and Locust Gap. The chief of police waved and wished us good luck. 15 kids in a pickup truck. Kids have dreams, what they want to be. Playing baseball was the life for me. Something happened, I'm guessing you know. Bigger than the Andy Griffith Show. McGraw pitched for my team, the New York Mets. The 69 series was as good as it gets. Still too young for the Vietnam War. Life began to change in 64. Kids have dreams, what they want to be. Playing baseball was the life for me. Something happened, I'm guessing we know. Bigger than Curly and Larry and Moe. Bigger than the image of Marilyn Monroe. Bigger than Joe DiMaggio. Ed Sullivan Show.
Just a stick and a ball, and a neighborhood call, and a space big enough for a game. second is Schmidt Chevrolet. You know I had a shirt double, I was just rounding first when Schmidt's mom drove second away. And the grown-ups all sit on the doorsteps watching us play in the street. And the evening feels lazy as softball as it comes at you slow, sure, and sweet. And it's one, two, three strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. The bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. And at night we all listen to our radios, follow each twist of the game. We know all the numbers, we know all the teams, we know every player by name. All those kids who once played in the sand lots did all the stuff that we do with a ball and a glove, a game that we love. No, they're not that much different from you. And it's one, two, three strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. Bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. Sacrifice fly, it's a one-hit shutout through four. It's a Texas League double, it's a hit-and-run play with one in position to score. And it's the old hit-and-ball trick, a blooper to right. Runners are looking to go. He shakes off a sign, checks the leadoff at first. The wind up, the stretch, and the throw. And it's one, two, three strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. Bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever. Baseball on the block. So Willie say, hey, don't you wanna play? Come on, meet me in the street afternoon. Give me low and away, and I'll hit 'em all day. To the man who lives up in the moon. To the man who lives up in. Just a stick and a ball, a neighborhood call, and a space big enough for a game.
right through the fall. I live for the crack of the bat and the ball. Me and my wife had a season box. We caught every home stand from the birds to the sox. Then I took a little scouting trip out on my own. Some fresh arms took down my happy home. Now I can't stand it when I hear them shout, three strikes and you're out. I was having too much fun, I shouldn't have swung strike one. She called me watching the pitch, enjoying the view, strike two. Well then the third strike came at an out-of-town gate. I don't know how she found out, though I pleaded my case. I didn't make first base, three strikes and you're out. I said it weren't nothing but a seventh inning stretch, but she caught me scratching on a 7-year itch. She sent me on down with the Mudville Rats, and from now on I gotta check my own stats. I swore up and down it would be the last time. She said lying must be the new national pastime. We started out close, ended in a rout, three strikes and you're out. I was having too much fun, I shouldn't have swung strike one. She called me watching the pitch, enjoying the view, strike two. Well now the third strike came at an out-of-town game. I don't know how she found out. Well, I pleaded my case, I didn't make first base, three strikes and you're out. Shouldn't have swung strike one. She called me watching the pitch, enjoying the view, strike two. Now the final strike came in an out-of-town game. I don't know how she found out, though I pleaded my case. I didn't make first base, three strikes and you're out. Well, I'm off of the field, I lost my appeal, three strikes and you're out. They're engraving my name in the Hall of Shame. Three strikes and you're out!
When I grow up, I wanna be a tree. Wanna make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I'll let my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off and settle down. Keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. And I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach. Reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach till I know why. When the spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the seas. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach.
was interesting to find out a couple years ago that John Gorka recorded many of the tunes that would be released on his first album a couple of years early in 1985, and it was released as Before Beginning, the unreleased I Know, Nashville 1985, produced by Jim Rooney, and we heard Branching Out, all about wanting to be a Louisville Slugger. That's on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Bill Kirchen and Too Much Fun and Three Strikes and You're Out. That's from Diamond Cuts Grand Slam Volume 4 on Hungry for Music Records. And before that, John McCutcheon's classic that he wrote with Cy Conn, Baseball on the Block, from his recording Sermon on the Mound. And do any of you folks remember Ghost Runners? That's on Appleseed Productions. And before that, we heard from Antonio Andrade, a fellow I just met a few weeks ago at a concert that we played, from his recording Something Happened, and a tune called Something Happened, the title track, all about when the Beatles came on the Ed Sullivan Show and a lot of his friends gave up baseball. I gave up the saxophone myself. Antonio Andrade, LifeShakes.com is his record label. And we let off that set with Bogey on Baseball from Baseball's Greatest Hits on Rhino Records. We're going to lead off this last set with a couple of tunes from Steve Goodman. This is one that's not as well known. This is Go Cubs Go from Steve Goodman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gone.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. told him, it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The Dying Man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now, so it's just what I'm gonna do. Said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the Dying Cub fans' last request. So here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat, the
Steve would be so proud. The Cubs are looking pretty good these days. A dying Cub fan's last request from Steve Goodman. And before that, also from Steve Goodman, we heard Go Cubs Go from a collection called Chicago Cubs Greatest Hits. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Next week, we'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1910.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.